Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the board meeting conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star then zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Barbara Flynn Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Greg. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome all to the October 1st, 2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We have done so several times in these past months, but today we do believe we need to go forward. And I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's August 21, 2020 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, which was effective June 12th of this year, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. This will allow members of the public to listen to the entirety of the meeting and, if they are so inclined, to speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, please note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to ensure that any public remarks that are given can be documented and put into the appropriate record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Good morning. Member Palavos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. We have a quorum. We may proceed. There are no announcements. We move right into public comments, and this is the portion of the meeting reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator, Greg, would you please come on the line and provide the instructions that members of the public need if they want to log a request to make a comment?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or a comment, please press 1 then 0 on your telephone keypad. You may withdraw your question or comment at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, please press 1 then 0 at this time. And one moment, please. And at this time, no one is queuing up.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Greg, and thank you, members of the public. We hope we'll hear from you next time. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. These are the minutes from the September 17, 2020 regular board meeting minutes, and the member Van Wee moves to approve the minutes. Is there a second? Seconded by member Palavos. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye, opposed nay. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. And now on with the regular agenda. The first item are rulemakings, and R21-6 is a proposed rule. Member Palavos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This draft order proposes amendments to the Illinois hazardous waste rules that are identical in substance to amendments adopted by U.S. EPA during the first half of 2020. The board also includes limited non-substantive amendments and corrections the board finds are necessary. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor, vote. Say aye. Opposed, say no.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So on a unanimous vote, the motion, the order is approved. We have no adjusted standards, no administrative citations. Next are the adjudicatory cases, and I think we are on the order of Member Van Wee. Welcome aboard, and this is your baptism by fire. So the first item is PCB 2011, a proposed settlement. Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On August 17, 2020, the people of the state of Illinois filed a one-count complaint against Benedictine for failing to submit timely annual emission reports for calendar years 2018 and 2019. Also on August 17, 2020, the parties filed a stipulation, proposal for settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. On September 3, 2020, the board provided notice to the public of the proposed settlement. The board did not receive any objection to the proposed settlement. This order grants the requested relief from the hearing requirement and approves the settlement. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So again, we have a unanimous vote. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And the next item, PCB 2120, is a request for an extension. Member Van Wee.
Thank you. The Illinois EPA partially denied Beth Emmett's request for reimbursement from the Underground Storage Tank Fund. The parties timely filed a joint notice to extend the 35-day period to appeal this denial for an additional 90 days until December 21st, 2020. This order grants the 90-day extension. I move the order.
Is there any discussion from the board? If not, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, a unanimous vote. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Still on the order of Member Van Wee, the next item is PCB 2121, a tax certification. Member Van Wee.
Hitchco requested favorable tax treatment of facilities with the alleged primary purpose of reducing or eliminating water pollution. The Illinois EPA recommended that Hitchco's facilities have met these requirements. The board's technical unit agrees. This order approves the favorable pollution control tax treatment. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, in favor say yes. Opposed say no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, a unanimous vote. The ayes have it, and the order is approved. Still on the order of Member Van Wee, the next item is PCB 2122, another tax certification. Member Van Wee.
Thank you. Zenith requested favorable tax treatment for three facilities with the alleged primary purpose of reducing or eliminating water pollution. The Illinois EPA recommended that two of the Zenith facilities have met the requirements and recommended that the third facility has not met the requirements. This order provides that Zenith has 35 days from being served with the Illinois EPA's recommendation to file a petition to contest with the clerk. I now move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from members of the board? Hearing none, in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes have it. The orders are approved. And still on the order of Van Wee, our next item is PCB 21-23, a complaint. Member Van Wee.
Thank you. This is People of the State of Illinois versus Solvit Systems International. The people filed a three-count complaint against Solvit Systems for a release of methyl ester process oils into the waters of Illinois, creating a water pollution hazard and failing to apply and obtain an NPDES permit. This order finds that the complaint satisfies the content requirements of the board's procedural rules and directs Solvit Systems to file an answer within 60 days of the complaint. I now move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, a unanimous vote. The ayes have it. The order is approved. We have no other items today. Is there a motion to adjourn? I believe Member Polyvos moves to adjourn. Is there a second? Seconded by Member Santos. Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. And again, unanimity. Again, the ayes have it. And this meeting is adjourned. Many thanks to you all.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, lady.
Bye.
Greg?
Ladies, yes?
One more thing before you let go. This is going to be emailed correctly to Lynn Hedges.
One second.
Is that what it's supposed to be? Can you verify that for me?
Just give me one second.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I just want to make sure I forgot to ask you that question first.
Yep. It's guaranteed by the end of business, but you'll probably get it within an hour or so.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Greg. Thank you both.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.